nothing I say or do is right. She's acting strange, more paranoid. And she's getting high all the time. Why can't we just
we'll be right back. our next single coming out in a couple weeks, I think, called Little English Pleasures.
Thank you.
We've been Shiver Lane. Thank you. Good night. Stay tuned for the interview tomfoolery portion of the evening.
What's the matter?
I was just interview Tom.
Oh, yeah. Now, yeah, I'm supposed to do some musical thing here or something. I don't think we pack up yet.
No.
It was a silent night and all was quiet.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. That was just Ataraxia 2 from Undo. And now we have Shiverlane here. That was good timing.
Yeah.
There was like some horrible, not horrible smell, horrible sound.
Maybe a smell.
That is Dave.
What is Dave? That funky sound?
Funky.
How's it going?
I think it's good.
Hey, everyone. Neil, you good? We got some crossed wires here. Okay, you cool?
I can't. The headphones don't work, but I don't really need them.
Okay.
Yeah, my headphones don't work, but I'm watching the levels so that when you talk, I can see sound. So
you can see sound. That's cool.
Synesthesia, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm. Well, since I can't hear it in the headphones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And when I do want it, when you guys talk, I want it to be on the air rather than just dead air. Like, if we want dead air, we have, like, some blank CDs over in the other room. We can just put one of those on there.
We need the CD for that, though.
Yeah, exactly. That's...
So how did you guys enjoy playing the Rumble?
It was awesome. Mikey?
It was an honor to be invited. We were happy to be involved. Dave's played it a number of times. Lead guitar player Dave Lieb. Proud of our boy is also in Other Brother Daryl, who are in the finals. So
was that like two wild cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't win either of our nights, but we wild carded our way into the semifinals and now into the finals.
Into the glory.
So it's
definitely a mathematical possibility that has manifested itself.
Who's the last wild card that
I'm aware of that?
Anyone?
Where's
the Rumble historian?
I know when the Ruds, when I was in 06 with the Ruds, we were in the finals and with Scamper and Campaign for Real Time, and you know, Campaign, they were the wild card. They won that year. So.
Oh, cool.
But, you know.
I will say it's
that's 18 years ago.
It's the most songs I fit in 30 minutes. It's power pop for you.
I think we've played more songs than any other band. I think we fit 9 in. Yeah. You know, that's
I play in another. That's very tight. I play in another band where we have one song that's actually 30 minutes. So that's this band is like the opposite of that.
We don't go watch that band.
You will.
I'm guessing Proggy. I like Proggy.
Yes.
We've been out to most of the nights, as have you. We've seen you in your magical robe. Made a lot of new friends and saw a lot of new bands that we didn't know. So it was a great, great experience. We appreciate Angel for inviting us. We're going to be there at the final to support all the bands, but especially Other Brother Daryl and our boy Dave.
One thing that's just so amazing in the semis every time is just the bands are so different that you normally wouldn't see that on the same bill.
Oh, totally.
But it's always just a great show.
I wish that kind of stuff would happen more. You know, like just different genres kind of on the same bill. I like seeing those kinds of shows. So you're absolutely right. I agree. Yeah. Like we're guilty of it too. We play with kind of like-minded bands, but it's cool to get a different kind of
yeah. Band. Absolutely, yeah. But it's good night. It's a good, it's a nice look inside, you know, the scene, and it's a great opportunity to get to see and hang out with a lot of folks that you normally wouldn't. Maybe I guess it's just like okay. like you said, totally. It's totally. Yeah, it's like we met a lot of, like you just said, we Mike, we met some great people and reconnected with a lot of folks we haven't seen in a while. So we all have a history of being in, you know, other bands over the years, and it's nice to kind of see where, you know, a lot of folks that, you know, we were seeing years ago or even were in bands with are still at it with different groups. And so we've really been having a fun time this last month or so.
Yeah, one thing that's really cool with the way that Angel does the Rumble is a lot of the judges are people that have played in the Rumble in bands before, mm-hmm. along with, you know, various luminaries from you know, the industry and whatnot. And, you know, they know what they know what it's like. They've been through the ringer. So, you know, they're going to be really, you know, have high integrity as judges.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Yeah. Like, and it's funny, like, you don't really realize who the judges are each night, but I've gotten pretty good at picking them out. You know, they show up alone.
You did call it. I think on our night, I think,
I like how it's a secret, though. You know, it's you know, it's not well known. Yes. So that's how it should be. You know, like no bias and seeing it with a fresh set of eyes that maybe they've never seen the band before, probably never seen the band before. You know, so
very cool, very cool.
So what's next for Shiverlane?
Connor, what's next for Shiverlane?
Releasing some new music, that's for sure. Got a couple songs. Wait, how many songs did we record? Four? Five?
Well, we have five new ones, and they'll be part of an eight-song full-length that will come out later this spring or early summer.
Probably hit you with a single before then, though.
Yeah, I think within
the next... We
like
to play singles.
Within the next month, we'll have... we played it second-to-last. Little English Pleasures is our next single. It's all mastered, and it's just we just got to get the art.
We actually approved the master in this studio. We got that sent to us en route, so we were actually digesting it and okaying it right before we played.
In the green room, it's a wonderful. Yeah,
we were
lots of low end. Notes. It's thick.
Yeah,
heavy, like it. But
it's all
yeah.
about the bass.
Well, you know,
it's It's fun. It's been a great process because we've worked with a few different, you know, studios and producers and engineers. So we're putting everything together, and we really like where it's heading right now. I think this batch. I mean, remember when we started this batch of songs? We were like, oh, it's going to be three more, but we wound up doing five on this run. So we're happy we took the time to.
Yeah, we got eight songs together, so it'll be.
Is it eight or is it nine? It's
not,
nine. Is it nine?
I think it's nine. No, it's eight.
Is eight?
Yeah, we did three and then five.
The first EP was four.
What do you call eight songs? But,
I didn't even realize we'd be putting that on. That would be 12.
I think you could call it an album because there always used to be albums that were like, there'd be like 30 minutes.
Right.
And like eight songs.
Honestly,
unfortunately, our eight songs are 23
like,
minutes.
Yeah, like 15. Yeah,
our songs. Exactly.
No, they're quick. But
yeah, they're quick.
Yeah, we have eight songs we did with Bruce Pierce at Moon Cusser Recording in Upton.
Bruce is a wonderful.
He's a
man,
good dude.
A great hang, and he was in the Voodoo Dolls.
He was in the Voodoo Dolls.
Yeah, I remember the Voodoo Dolls. Yeah.
They were Pale Matthews.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I saw them way back when, and they were a great band. And so it's cool to have like a guy
like-minded.
Bruce who's been around, and we really connected with him, and it came out great. So we're really happy.
The only time I'll record drums in a basement is if a drummer set it up, because he knows how to get a big sound in a small room. So it sounds cool.
Yeah. And he's a big sound drum guy. So when I heard we were gonna track there, I've known Bruce for almost 30 years, and I was like, oh yeah, we'll be fine with the drum sounds.
the drums sound awesome, and that's like one of the key key ingredients when you're recording is mm-hmm. getting the good drums, getting the good snare sound, and he's got it.
Definitely. So that's pretty much what's on the agenda now. Get back in the studio, you know, a couple more things, and finish, you know, get these tracks, final mixes mastered, and keep rolling with that. And we'll be doing some more shows down the road.
Yeah. When's our next show?
Don't even know.
We don't have anything on the
books. We
right
were gonna
now.
Play the Silhouette, but that didn't work out.
That's. Yeah, we haven't.
I like those
worked.
Silhouette shows.
We like those. That's we did nice it before. Edition. It was great.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go on.
No.
Yeah, we just were kind of concentrating on the Rumble, and you know, you can't really book shows during that, and just didn't really try to set up any shows post Rumble. Just kind of concentrated on finishing the record.
Yeah, I remember once there was some band that was like pretty far into the Rumble, like I think at the semifinals or something, and they had a conflicting gig, so they had to just forfeit.
Yeah.
So there was like a second wild card.
I that's right. I remember hearing. I
just
forget
like
who that was.
The second spitter on that Seinfeld episode.
They forfeited the Rumble for the other show. That's wasn't interesting.
Yeah. So hey, anyone wants us to play? hit us up.
We do weddings, divorces.
Yeah. There should be more divorce parties.
That's what I'm saying. That's like, yeah, that's a better celebration than a wedding half the time, you know?
Absolutely.
We're a great bris band.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I have experience in that.
So, but.
All right. Thanks a lot, Shiver Lane. Great set. Really good songs.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And great to be here.
And definitely, you know, some of you guys have other bands. You know, we like bands up here every week, you know, so.
Keep them coming.
Don't be a stranger.
Awesome. Right. Yeah, no, you guys are great hosts, and we appreciate the hospitality and the invite. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Someone else. I'm smiling. How do you feel? How do you feel?
It's just an ordinary fatigue clone.
How do you feel?
Ready to meet attention. Bulletin. Are you a dictionary, baby, or Theosaur Swan?
It's a nice, scary time.
Resurrect us a new war, a dinosaur gonna ride
us. Just don't get it in your eyes.
I wanna lose slip, sink ship, sink satanic Titanic, baby. Wanna sell a million tickets to the end of the world and play a fucking show. So what I love.
Stuff.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Pretty Little Lies from Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight. Before that, The Romantic from Girl with a Hawk. Before that, Holiday from Lovesick with Terry Palmer. Before that, King Clone from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. And before that, Fuel Heart from Carissa Johnson. Now we're going to hear something from The Chelsea Curve.
I'm Oh, it's the worst couch ever.
Robin, I gave you all my loving. Toaster oven, you make my English muffin. Toaster oven, you're always cooking something. Toaster oven, you cost me next to nothing. Toaster oven, you cause me love.